Yes, I'm one of those morning people, you know, the kind the Bible's talking about when it says, if a man loudly blesses his neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. There's so much for the morning people. Actually, I love that verse. I mean, even if you can't stand us morning people, you have to admit there are some advantages to those early hours of the day. Getting started on things before there are interruptions, beating the world to the punch, and best of all, the sunrises. Yeah, I love them. I got a nice view out the east window of my study, and I never tire of watching that sun start to climb above the trees. Oh, sure, once in a while I can't see the sun rising. Maybe I'm feeling sick or well, or I might be feeling excited or blah, up or down, but take it from a long-time early morning eyewitness. That sun always rises. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about never a day without a sunrise. For me, those sunrises are a visible symbol of a spiritual fact that is really make it or break it truth for your life and mine. That God Himself lights every new day, no matter what that day holds. And days are God's fundamental building blocks in our life. Our word for today from the Word of God, it's only 7 words. It was at the beginning of the year that I asked our whole team to build the year on this promise. Zephaniah 3:5. You know what it says? Every new day, He will not fail. Wow. Maybe I could just read that over and over for the rest of our time together. I mean, it's what makes every day, doable. Your coworkers will fail you some days. Your boss will. Your family will. Even your mate will. Your church, fellow believers, even spiritual leaders. But every new day, He will not fail. I'm so glad God has based some of His central promises on daily delivery, because we don't experience our life as weeks or months or years. What do? We do a day. And so does God. He meets our needs in the form of what? Daily bread. His mercies are new every morning. All you have to do each morning is grab your mercy basket and go pick up what you need, just like that Old Testament manna. In Psalm 68:19, we're told that God is our Savior who daily bears our burdens. That's a good thing, because isn't that how we experience our burdens? The weight of this particular day? Deuteronomy 33:25 promises, your strength will equal your, days. You will never have a day for which you do not have matching strength, even if some days give you more to carry than you have ever carried before. The Apostle Paul tells us one big reason why we never need to lose heart, he says. In his words, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed, here it comes, day by day. So no matter how battered you got yesterday, God has promised that He will give you a renewing, rejuvenating, re-energizing touch each new day. Look, some days you're going to wake up anxious. Some days you're going to wake up dreading the day. Some days you're going to be excited about what's ahead. Other days you're going to be overwhelmed by what's ahead. Or some days you may be discouraged or eager or exhausted. But however you are, no matter what the day holds, the sun is going to come up again. It always does. And God is going to light this day no matter what. So why don't you claim God's 7-word guarantee for yourself? In fact, say it with me now, because you need to hear yourself say it. You ready? Every new day, He will not fail.
Thanks, Ron. On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. To find out more about this exciting ministry on Eagle's Wings, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.